previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So, we're through the 100 days without load-shedding barrier, but at what cost? Eskom is about to report an annual loss of 15 billion rand. That's according to CEO Dan Marokkane, interviewed by London's Financial Times. Marokkane told the FT that his mission was now to fix Eskom's reputation with global investors, badly damaged by 16 years of broken promises to fix the load-shedding problem. He conceded that rebuilding global trust with investors who buy Eskom's bonds in the global debt market would take a long time. On a positive note, Marokkane predicted that Eskom might make a profit for the year to March 2025, but that's after clocking up losses of more than 111 billion since 2019. And on the subject of Eskom, you may have noticed a story in yesterday's Sunday Times. It says Energy and Electricity Minister Hotsientso Ramakgopa is looking to secure approval from Treasury for a new nuclear plant here. Not too many details, except that the minister thinks it would supply 2,500 megawatts of electricity, would be run by Eskom because of its Kyberg experience, and would be, I quote, very rapid to deploy, relatively cheaper and more efficient. Relatively cheaper? Nuclear plants are hideously expensive, and you can bet the minister himself won't be paying for it. French oil giant Total Energy remains committed to its offshore South African gas finds. That's according to the National Energy Regulator, which said it contacted Total Energies last week following media reports that it had decided to follow Canada's CNRI and exit the Brulpadda and Leipert fields. The regulator's head of piped gas, Tulebone Nkomalo, quoted by News 24, says they contacted Total Energies for clarification following the reports. What they indicated, Nkomalo said, is that they had initially planned to exit, but following engagements with government and other stakeholders, they've decided to stay. On the markets, as we headed into the weekend, the JSE All Share was down just under 0.5%, the top 40 down a third. London's FTSE much the same, but in New York, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ set fresh record closing highs, up 0.5% and 1% respectively. The Dow was up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney down 0.4%. The US dollar is unchanged at 108 against the euro, the rand 18.16 to the dollar, 19.67 to the euro, 23.27 to sterling, gold at 2,382, platinum 1,023, bitcoin just over 55,100, Brent crude oil $86.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.